I'm David Hyde. Seattle Waterfront's undergoing some changes, going to be undergoing more. We've been asking about the one thing you'd like to see from the waterfront. Here are some of your suggestions.
My name is Lisa Whitley, and it would be nice if they left some of it, or required some of it, to be made available to everybody so that there could be park space and space for history and space for nature and maybe a parking garage or two tucked in there somewhere so that people could get there who aren't just tourists.
Hello, my name is Mark. I would like to see for the waterfront some accommodation for First Nations people to bring their canoes. I think that there's a breakwater. There are no good landing places for canoes, and I would certainly like to see a potlatch return to Seattle.
My name is Melanie, and I'd like to see the lower level of the viaduct retained and used for something along the lines of the High Line in New York, providing elevated gardens and a walkway from which pedestrians could enjoy views of downtown Seattle and Puget Sound. It would also be wonderful if the so-called Great Wheel could be dismantled and moved to Coney Island. It's just not Seattle.
That's some of your thoughts for what should happen at the waterfront. There's a lot of public hearings, a lot of talk going on about how it's going to be shaped. It is taking shape. James Corner has his own ideas for the Seattle waterfront. He's been listening to Seattleites' ideas. He's the landscape architect hired to steward the waterfront plan into shape. He's unveiled the latest vision for the Seattle waterfront. There was a big event at Seattle Center last night. Proposed is a beach where you can wet your toes, a connection from Pike Place Market to the aquarium that includes shops, a restaurant, viewpoints. There's even a swimming pool on a floating barge just alongside the aquarium there. Corner says his group has worked very hard to honor the Seattle psyche and maintain the feeling of a working waterfront. I met James Corner at the waterfront park next to the Seattle Aquarium yesterday to hear his vision for the waterfront. It was raining. I wanted to meet you here, Corner, because I wanted to ask you about your vision standing in place. But first thing I was thinking is, yeah, it's raining, and this is the waterfront. So will the new waterfront have places for me to come in out of the rain?
There'll be some shelters, but, you know, it's also about being out in the rain. I mean, that's part of what Seattle's all about. So a lot of the design celebrates and leverages that very special climatic, environmental characteristic.
True, but I bet wouldn't I also want to just get out of the rain while I'm enjoying this climatic wonderness?
Yeah, there'll still be plenty of awnings and covers and shelters and kiosks and spaces where people can shelter from the rain.
All right, so we are at Seattle Waterfront Park at the aquarium. On to our north and the Great Wheel to our south. This is going to be where I'll have access to the water. I'll be able to touch the water, theoretically.
Theoretically.
What inspires you about this spot?
Well, this is one of the longest sort of frontages where you have exposure to the water. A lot about the Seattle waterfront is the piers. You know, there's a lot of piers, and they're on a diagonal, which means as you're walking along, you don't really see the water. You're aware of it, but you don't really see it. Once you get to this area, between Pier 57 and the aquarium, it's a huge water frontage, and we want to make that even more dramatic and more open and more visible.
Also, on the other side of the aquarium, a proposal for a big pool on a barge. How likely, and what was your thinking?
Well, the key thing is really Pier 62-63, which will provide a great amenity in terms of concerts and festivals and markets and programming. The floating barge is not a must-do, but it's an idea. The Friends of the Seattle Waterfront are interested in exploring it further. And we've developed it with a barge operator so that it's a very feasible and practical thing to implement.
The other idea that you had originally was this promenade coming down from Pike Place Market, connecting the waterfront. There was some pushback, as I remember, from people saying, why do we have a big grassy hill and this big long promenade? People said, why not bring the market down the street more? What's happening there?
Well, it was a big idea of the waterfront plan a couple of years ago to really connect Pike Place Market and that area of downtown and just have a very strong, emphatic, pedestrian, walkable, sociable connection to the waterfront and to the aquarium in particular. And it's a big idea, and I think in early versions it took various forms. people responded in different ways to different forms. And I think what we have now is a really sort of intricate, interesting sequence of spaces that bring you down from the market through a series of spaces and gardens and terraces with a new restaurant and a cafe and a dining terrace, and down to a set of steps that bring you down to the aquarium.
Does it connect to the Pike Place Market in
yes.
some way that you like?
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's a Pike Place Market has made a big investment with using Miller Hull Architects to design a new built development as part of the market. It's an expansion for the market with new housing and a new restaurant and brewery.
There's been a lot of ideas floated. What's the one that strikes your whimsy most that you enjoy in this plan?
Well, I think the what we call Waterfront Plaza here between Pier 57 and the aquarium will be really pretty cool and pretty dramatic. And in many ways, we hope it will become Seattleites, you know, favorite center, new heart, so that when the holidays, you have special holidays, you have special civic events, you have special festivals and markets, that this is the place that will happen, and Seattleites will be proud of that location on the waterfront.
And in terms of this work, working with people, going through the process, what's been the hardest part?
It's gone fairly smoothly, actually. I mean,
Nobody's been pulling their hair out around you?
We were warned ahead of time about the prickliness of Seattleites, but to the contrary, it's actually been a very constructive and productive set of discussions and conversations and back and forth. And, you know, generally, you know, the majority of people see a wonderful opportunity here when the viaduct comes down, and they want to have a great waterfront, but they do want it to feel authentic to Seattle. They do want it to be special, but they don't want it to be too ritzy or too New York or too London or too Los Angeles. They want it to be specific to Seattle. And I think we've worked very hard to try to understand the Seattle psyche, and I think the design really reflects all of the input that we've had.
Can you define that, the Seattle psyche?
Oh, it's a complex thing, but it's got something to do with, on the one hand, you know, a very palpable sense of the urban that's very pragmatic and straightforward, and we call it the working waterfront. You know, there's something authentic about the straightforwardness and the pragmatism and the functionality and even what you might call the austerity of it. But that is mixed and hybridized, if you will, with a really reverent sense of nature. So, you know, exposure to the weather, exposure to the elements, views and vistas across the bay and the mountains. This is all part of the hybrid mix, if you will, between the urban and the natural.
You use the phrase heart. Some people call this Pike Place Market the soul of the city. People have called this, and you've said it, this should be the front yard.
Yeah.
Is this going to be the heart? Is this going to be the soul of the downtown? Or is it going to be the front yard? And don't give me all that, because it can only be one.
Well, no one wants to displace Pike Place Market, so let's just call that the heart and the soul of Seattle, if you will. But there is an aspiration that Elliott Bay become the sort of the centerpiece. And it is in many ways. Many of the east-west streets have great elevated views across the bay. And we hope that when the waterfront opens up, that the bay becomes psychologically, you know, a much more fulsome and wholesome center for Seattle.
That's James Corner. The new designs were presented to the public Wednesday night. Corner has been refining the design with local architects at the Miller Hull Partnership and Seattle officials. This is The Record.